I'm standing on a sandbar in Narrabeen Lagoon. The water around me is slightly brown, and there is a lingering smell on the breeze, but the most disturbing thing is, it all looks and feels quite normal. You just wouldn't know what you're swimming in. As I got here, two kids no older than 5 or 6 were splashing around in the shallows. The water was going in their faces, and they had to have swallowed some of it. I grew up just like these kids playing around in Narrabeen Lagoon, and although there were weeks at a time when it was too smelly to swim, I don't think any of us ever thought it would turn out to be this dirty. I spoke with Judith Bennett, the chairperson of the Friends of Narrabeen Lagoon Committee. She says the untreated sewerage which occasionally flows into the lagoon is responsible for ruining the ecosystem.
The ecology is dependent on there being good water quality. There are various species which are particularly sensitive to water quality. Frogs are one. If there are pollutants in the water, you start to lose frogs. Birds are another. You might not think that the birds are dependent on water quality, but there are a lot of birds around the lagoon that eat fish, and we've already had some of them dying from the water quality affecting the fish, which the birds then eat, and then the birds die.
Narrabeen is just one of many sites around the city which has high levels of a bacteria called enterococci. This gets in the water from sewage leaks and can result in urinary tract infections to meningitis. And just to make matters more complicated, enterococci is extremely resistant to antibiotics. The level of enterococci in the water is measured by the number of colony-forming units in every 100 mils. In Hawaii, when that count reaches higher than 7, they close their beaches. In the last year alone, Narrabeen Lagoon has registered 270, and Malabar Beach on the city's south has reached a whopping 800. The fact that Sydney water has been leaking bacteria into our waterways is not news to Judith Bennett.
It's really frustrating because this has actually been happening for a very long time. I think the level of commitment of the state government towards stormwater controls and good sewage treatment needs to be examined.
Over the last 5 years, Sydney Water has breached its pollution licences more than 1,000 times. Yet not one of these breaches has been prosecuted, so people continue swimming as they normally would.
I think a lot of them might not be quite aware of the problem that there is in the water. You've got a caravan park right there, so a lot of people are coming from all over New South Wales to stay in that caravan park and have their children play in the water just off from there.
Unfortunately for Sydney Water, their problems don't end there. Pepe Clark is the CEO of the Nature Conservation Council.
Sydney Water, remarkably, is the largest single source of mercury pollution to water in the entire state by a long way. Sydney Water's North Head sewage treatment plant released 24 kilograms of mercury into the water in 2009-2010. Almost all other industrial facilities in the state have reduced their mercury releases to water close to nil. After Sydney Water, the next largest source is the Springvale Colliery, which releases less than 1 kilogram into the water each year. So Sydney Water is a champion in this space. They are way out in front of all other facilities in the state. And we need to ask some very hard questions about why our water utility is the largest single source of mercury water pollution in the entire state.